Locker room chats continuing here on KMZA, talking Nemaha Central basketball, now joined by boys head coach, that is John Thomas. And coach, we appreciate it as always. Thank you so much for joining us this week. You get back into the Big 7 league play on Tuesday nights, a road trip, always a tough place to play, the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, a team you had just saw about a week or so prior in a midseason tournament game, in which you won that midseason tournament game at the Thunder Classic 49-45, but now you jump back, you went on the road, end up winning by 20, 71-51. How nice was it to obviously kind of take care of business and get that big road win?
Well, we're glad to get back into league play again, and I've always enjoyed going over there and playing. It's kind of a neat atmosphere in that gym, and we had several guys step up and play well last night, which was good to see, I think our second half, we got some good balance offensively and defensively. We mixed some things up and did a good job covering the perimeter and defending their penetration. So we were real pleased coming home with our efforts last night.
Game was tied after the first quarter. You took a 6-point lead into halftime, but you scored 43 points in the second half, ultimately winning it by 20. Were there certain adjustments that were made at halftime, or what were some of the big key differences from the first half to the second half?
Well, I don't know. For whatever reason, the first half, we really felt like at times we were just kind of going through the motions and not as efficient offensively and as good defensively as we'd like to be. Second half, we came out and thought we got the tempo to the pace we wanted it and executed better offensively in the half court. And like I said before, defensively, I thought we were pretty solid second half.
We've talked about Curtis and Marcus Beck. I know in a show past, we've talked about Carter Lutz and his keys to helping you guys succeed. Another guy who I thought was really, really good last night, seems kind of an under-the-radar type of guy, is Cole Hermish. He sits in your starting lineup, seems to be a little bit quiet, takes a step back to the Becks, and obviously with their production, but he just seems like a quiet, solid piece, and he had 13 last night. He was attacking the glass and had 7 rebounds. Talk about Cole's progression and what you've seen out of him.
Cole's the kind of player every coach wants to have. He works his tail off. Deserves every bounce he gets, every little bit of credit he gets because of his work ethic. And good things are going to happen for him because he works so hard. He's a good person and understands what it takes to play the game of basketball at a high level in terms of his work ethic.
And the rebounding from last night, seemed like a lot of them came on the offensive too. Getting you second chance opportunities, always key, but he was very solid for you in that win. You get back into Big 7 league play, or stay in the Big 7 coming up this week. Friday, get back at home. You get Perry LeCompton as we're coming down the home stretch here. The team has won 9 straight games. You open the season back in early December, winning at Perry 57-48. Both teams probably worlds different from December to where we are at now. What kind of ball game do you expect this go around with the Cause?
Yeah, we were just talking about that this week, that it's been a long time since we've seen them, and we're two probably totally different teams at this point in time. I'm sure we'll see a pretty solid team coming in and playing against us. I know they're coached well, and they can shoot the ball from the perimeter well and defend you well. So I expect a good battle on Friday.
Perry LeCompton coming off a loss to Royal Valley, who remains undefeated on a Tuesday. That final was 59-36. Cause are 8-7, 4-5. In league play. Nemaha Central head coach John Thomas joining us. His team 9 straight wins, 13-1, and back to it against Perry LeCompton at home on Friday. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right.